This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tech earnings were big this week. Google parent Alphabet and Facebook reported blockbuster profits, powered largely by increases in advertising on mobile devices. Google and Facebook are, of course, the kings of the mobile ad space, but everybody else is going to have to figure it out or get left behind. Gigi Duban has that story.
To understand why companies are clamoring for ads on mobile devices, just take a walk down the street. Ari Lightman, professor of digital media and marketing at Carnegie Mellon, says you'll probably see this.
A variety of different folks from all generations glued to their cell phones, either looking at an app or playing Pokemon Go or trying to get directions.
And with mobile, he says, not only are companies like Google and Facebook collecting the usual info on you, like the sports teams you follow or those shoes you've been eyeing, they know where you are and when.
The analytics is incredibly impressive.
Those analytics help advertisers make decisions, like which ads to place where. Eric Brynjolfsson is director of the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy. He says timing is everything in advertising. Ideally, companies want users to see an ad and then right away click the buy button.
And to the extent that people move around in the world, mobile gives you a chance to get them in those situations more effectively.
But have you tried entering a 16-digit credit card number on a tiny smartphone keyboard? Ben Edelman is associate professor at Harvard Business School and says this is the downside of mobile.
If you want to buy a new laptop or plane tickets to Hawaii, doing that on your mobile still isn't as easy as some folks hoped it would be.
But as more companies figure out how to make it easier for people to buy on the go, expect to see even more mobile ads luring you to that virtual checkout line. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.